The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
What's up, guys? It's Decadon, and you're listening to Eat 'Em Up. Let's...
Decadon, my G. Hey, love the song. Just tell me a little bit about the song. Just the overall vibes, how you got to just making such a banger.
Rock on. Well, yeah, I mean, this song's been in the making for a few years now. My homie Rain Man and I came together wanting to make a record a couple years ago. And he was actually one of my favorite producers back in the day and still is to this day. He one of the founding members of Cruella, an absolute legend in the scene. So it was really, really exciting to get to actually work together. So we came together, made this killer beat. And then my buddy Duncan, who's got one of the craziest voices, as you know, you've heard, he's just got just a buttery, buttery voice. We came to him, the song came together, and the rest is history. And that's one of my favorite tracks that I've been a part of, for sure.
Super buttery. Lando Lakes buttery. I can honestly say we're not going to have a more lit entry to Eat 'Em Up. I mean, we set the bar so high. Hey,
if I'm going to be on Eat 'Em Up, I have to bring the fire. You know what I mean? So I had to bring some heat here.
You did. You absolutely did. Hey, here with the Anaheim Ducks, it's orange country now. That's our thing. That's our vibe. Look at that. You're rocking the orange. Appreciate you. Everything new with this Ducks team, Ducks organization. I mean, how do our vibes here match what you've been cooking up? How do you match just what you're doing, moving forward and just creating bangers like we just heard? How do you kind of match the two?
Well, first of all, I got to show love to the orange country, because growing up, I was a Denver Broncos boy. So growing up, it was all united in orange. Orange was our color out in Colorado. So have a big spot in my heart for the orange. So as I've been kind of seeing the new jerseys and the new vibe and everything coming in and fusing the old school with the new school, that's kind of my whole brand and my whole genre, or my whole mission with my music, is nostalgia and bringing and going for hitting all the generations. You know, like my favorite part about what I've been doing in my realm is I can have, you know, the parents there, I can have the kids there and the great, like, I love playing for multiple generations. And I know I've been seeing with what you guys are doing, you know, tying in, you know, all you guys are bringing in the new heads with the old heads. And that's a really, really cool thing to see. The young energy you guys got is, it's infectious. You know, I was watching the draft, man. I live out here in Vegas now. So, I mean, at the Sphere's 5 minutes from my house. So, you know, it was exciting, man. I mean, I was excited seeing what you guys are doing.
Love that. Mixing the new heads with the old heads. I'm going to use that. Hey, any plugs, tour dates coming up for you? Any shout outs?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be out in Arizona on the 17th. I'm playing Relentless Beats is bringing me out. I'm playing there with Funt Case, the legend. We got a couple dates coming in October for announcing Seattle and Denver. So just be on the lookout on our socials. We got a bunch of cool stuff coming, and then some great, great killer new tunes coming. We got collaborations with Hulk Hogan. We've got collaborations with a bunch of, you know, artists like Chaim Ghost, like a bunch of my favorites right now. So really, really cool stuff coming in the Decadon world. But, you know, I also had to show this real quick with the Ducks being here, had to show my little.
Look at that, Steph. Make sure you snap that one down. Epic. Hey, we both have duck tats. Love it. Great minds think alike. They really do. Hey, once again, thanks for joining Eat 'Em Up. Last thing, that jersey behind you, we got to do a jersey swap. We really do. Oh, a new Orange Country jersey for my guy, and then let me have that. Come on.
Yeah, you got it, man. I'll send you a jersey. No problem, brother, man. You got it.
Appreciate you. Hey, thanks for joining again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. Peace. I appreciate y'all.
If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide. Wow. Sheesh. Just bopping. And I don't use that term, but I was bopping. I was getting so turnt with Decadon there, and that song's just a banger. Just an absolute banger. And look, we're gonna get right to it. We got some important things to discuss, because we got Panos. So Panos from Puck Empire. He's great. He's so great. He puts out great, rational content, for the most part, non-biased. And he was on Eat 'Em Up, as many of you know, episode 25. If you haven't checked it out, available on all your favorite platforms. You know that. You know how we do it here at Eat 'Em Up. But look, we got some stuff to air out here, Panos, because he's been doing over the last few days, the 2025 season or 2024-25 season projections. And we got to get to the bottom of it. Okay. Number 32 on the list, San Jose. Yeah. If you look at Celebrini in camp, bigger guys, the 50-50 battles were just, they're just harder to win at this level. He had that impressive move, though, that stop move that it went viral. So, look, he's gonna show some flashes. They add Toffoli. Look, Granlund, but it's so Celebrini, maybe he has a similar year to Bedard last year, just shy of a point a game. But look where Chicago is, you know, and let's see if they make any improvements. But number 31, just mentioned them, Chicago Blackhawks. They're going with Bedard, obviously, C1. And look, they added pieces. Bertuzzi, you know, they Brody was a positive addition for them. And I think they're going to be a tad better. But I think as Panos correctly, in my humble opinion, predicted this one, they're going to be in that same-ish spot. Calgary Flames. And I tell you what, their first rounder was just nasty in juniors. He's a guy that a lot like he's like a Quinn Hughes. He's so shifty, agile. He's active. He gets up in the play each and every rush. He wants the puck, and he's going to be a lethal addition to this roster. He's going to play right away. And once again, I agree with Panos on this one. Number 30, the Calgary Flames. He is a guy that is going to play really well. He just won the Mem Cup, and look, he does it at that age, and he's aggressive, and he wants the puck, and he's shifty, and he's got great vision, makes all the right plays and all the right reads. So he's going to be one to watch. But yeah, Calgary. Look, I just think that Tkachuk trade still haunts him to this day. Panos, we got some major. We need to discuss this. Number 29, he pegs our very own Anaheim Ducks. I'm not okay with this. You know I'm not. You know I'm heated. So we're going to do some talk. I'm going to call Panos up after this, and we're going to discuss this because I'm not happy about it. Look, Leo is going to just be that much better. That much better. Mason McTavish, he's going to be that much better. Every guy in comparison to last year is going to up their game. Hey, Frankie V, come on, give us 45. Give us 45 tucks. Come on, do it. Killer, he's going to be sniping. He had some just great consistent play, and he's going to be sniping. He's going to be that much better. Robbie Fabry, okay, he is a great addition. And look, you go down the list. Everyone's going to be better. Our goaltending tandem, they were sick already last year. They're going to be even nastier this upcoming year. So I don't want to hear it. We're going to be higher because everyone's going to up their game. They just are. And then, of course, Cutter, the addition. We saw him in the last game last year getting his first NHL point. That was great to see. And he was effective, and he was going into the fire, and he wanted to be first to the puck. And he was obviously a difference maker on that play in particular. So great heads up play, plays fast, plays quick, plays direct. And look, I just think everyone's going to up their game. I really do. So I'm going to call Panos up, and we just going to need to sort things out, so to speak. Number 28, he ranks the Columbus Blue Jackets. I tell you what, and we'll talk about them a little bit in our upcoming NHL news and notes. Columbus, let's see if they give Caden, their first round pick, Lindstrom, an opportunity there. And look, does he go back to the Medicine Hat Tigers? I tell you what, that Gavin McKenna, he's good. I just saw that snipe and that celly and that Linka tournament there. It was nasty. And he was like, no, give me the puck. Give me the puck. So that's a former Medicine Hat Tiger, my boy, Gavin McKenna. Remember the name. And everyone knows his name by this point. But I'm already saying remember the name because you are going to be hearing him nonstop. Six snipe, six celly. He did that Superman on one knee. One knee pulls out the S on the chest. It was filthy. Bar down shot. He just does that game in and game out there and times three a lot of times there in the hat. So he's going to be one to watch. And let's see if Lindstrom cracks that team. That's where it stops. Okay, so be on the lookout. He's a great follow. And at Puck Empire, it's just I kind of weasel out all the noise, all the others, and just go through what works. And that's rational, just up to the second trade news, whatever you want. You know, Puck Empire, it's nothing new. They got it on lock. News and notes from around the National Hockey League. And this is everything post our last epi. That was indeed episode 30 with our main man, Brett Beebe, and Coach Sammy Dangles. Look, it just keeps getting better and better here on Eat 'Em Up. So thanks for tuning in once again. Okay, enough chit-chatting, yip-yatting. Okay, we're going to just what's been going on from my last episode on. Oilers hire Stan Bowman as GM. They're on a roll right now, and they're a scary team. They're a scary team, of course, going to the finals, losing in game 7 against the Florida Panthers. You know they're going to take it into next season and be even that much better. I mean, those are kind of the players they have there in Edmonton. Look at this. Daniel Briere, he admits, and this is from Kyle Cushman here, he admits top prospect Matvei Michkov's early arrival was never part of the team's plan. He states, "When we drafted Michkov last year, we never thought this would happen. Wednesday at Michkov's introductory press conference, part of the reason why he fell to us, because he would have gone a lot earlier. We knew that. We felt we were in a position to wait the 3 years of him to come. So to have this opportunity is amazing." And look, this is good news if you're a Flyers fan. Okay, Briere just said it. Earlier arrival, he drops in the draft with all the skepticism, how quick he can come to North America. He's here now. That Flyers team, early on in the season, you could see it. And then just the playoff push, it was close. Michkov is only going to add just a solid piece to that puzzle there. Flyers drafted Michkov seventh overall in 2023, regarded as one of the top three talents in the draft. Michkov wasn't expected to arrive in the NHL until 2026-27 campaign due to his KHL contract. Michkov played last season with HK Sochi in the KHL on loan from SKA St. Petersburg. 19 goals, 41 points in 47 games to become the first 19-year-old to eclipse 40 points in the KHL since. How about this guy? How about this name? Kirill Kaprizov. Man, he is so good. So it just goes to show similar numbers in the KHL as to Kaprizov did, just at the same age. And I tell you what, that's a huge addition to that Flyers team, to a team just on the brink of playoffs. Sabres sign Ukko Pekka-Luukkonen. Look, 5-year contract. The AAV, $4.75 million. Good for anyone who earns that type of money. Luukkonen, who was a restricted free agent, grabbed the Sabres starting job and exceeded expectations. Last season, he went 27-22-4 with a .910 save percentage and 5 shutouts across 54 games. Look, I mean, that's good numbers. Good record. And they finished just above 500. They went 39-37-6. So just above 500 there. And look at his wins loss. His save percentage. Okay. He's keeping that Buffalo's team afloat in a lot of those games. And that's a good save percentage. It just is. And so let's just say he continues to get better. That contract is going to look really good, because if your guy is, I mean, look at the Bobrovsky. Look what he's getting paid. Don't have it in front of me, but it's a lot of change. $4.75 million if he maximizes that. And look, he could be an $8 million goalie. And so I think that was a good move. And that was from Josh Gold Smith. This one's Josh Wegman, the Arizona Coyotes. They are obviously no longer. Matt Ishbia, who is the owner of the NBA's Phoenix Suns and WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, said he'd be interested in potentially bringing an NHL club back to Arizona. Look, I don't know. I don't know. If you see just the amount of support already in Utah, it seemed like that guy, he just wants it. He wants to bring something special there to Utah. Clayton Keller is such a good guy. He really is. He's a leader through and through. And look, I don't know. You know, there's just cities across really North America, you know, Canada, Quebec, who are just dying for a National League club. And then you hear these other places, it's like, oh my God, Quebec wants a team. So when I say, who really wants it, right? Like, who really wants hockey, night in, night out, just live, breathe, just everything hockey? You know, there's so much to it. There's so much to it. The exchange rates, you go on and on about just Canada putting a team there in comparison to the U.S. So I get it, but they want one bad there. They really do. So, hey, no comment. It seems like Utah, they clearly wanted it, and I think they're poised to do big things. Okay, that was a scary. You got Sean Jersey there on the back end. I mean, it's a team that, look, they could be scary. And in front of fans that are just, you know, they're going to be getting rowdy there in Utah. Flyers sign Travis Konechny to an 8-year contract, $8.75 million. And look, this guy, he's good. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's aggressive and he hounds the puck and he's got a lethal shot. And look, includes a no move clause. How about that? He's like, I'm staying here, staying put for the first 6 season, and a limited no trade clause or no trade list for the last 2 years. Look, in 2022-23, 31 tucks, 30 assists in 60 games. And then last season, 33 goals and 35 assists in 76 games. Look, this is a guy who he's good and great contract. You know, maybe he's a guy that, when it's all said and done, should have been making, you know, 10, 11. That's what y'all hope for as a GM. And for the players, you hope to cash in and just make what you deserve when you get it done. Islanders, Wahlstrom, avoid arbitration with a 1-year deal. This one's from Josh Wegman. And he had that last one on Konechny too. He's a great, great journalist. Yeah, Islanders. The Isle, Oliver Wahlstrom, $1 million. Look, his best season came as a rookie in 2020-2021, where he recorded 12 goals and 9 assists in 44 games. He got 6 points in 32 games last season. It's crazy. You get a mil for 6 points. Good on everyone making cash, but it's interesting where these contracts are targeted at, if you will. Montreal Canadiens, Raphael Harvey Pinard was 4 months after undergoing surgery. And look, this is, so he'll likely miss the first 2 months of this upcoming season. And I thought this was fascinating. 25 years old, he recorded 14 goals and 6 assists, 20 points in 34 contests in 2022-23. Those are great numbers. Dropped a tad bit, 10 points in 45 games, but hey, you know, you need the bodies, you need the depth. This is the National Hockey League. Injuries are just so unfortunate to any player who goes through it. So that's a big loss. It doesn't matter how you cut it. It doesn't matter if he's more of a depth guy, but you know the depth you can get. The Anaheim Ducks, how often they were injured this past season. It's so unfortunate, you know. And if you don't have that depth, if you don't have any, look, likelihood of there being a superstar on the other squad each and every night. It's just every night. There's always going to be a superstar. You need your superstars in, and injuries are just they're unfortunate. Patrick Laine has been cleared to return from the NHLPA player assistant program. He's recovering from shoulder surgery, as Elliot Friedman reported. You can't facilitate a trade when a player's in the program. So, you know, there's obviously many teams interested, and we'll see where that just how it all plays out. Look, we all know his rookie season. It was Laine Matthews head to head. I remember watching a game, goes into OT, and it was an unbelievable game. They just both had unbelievable, just individual efforts in that game, and went into OT, and it was those two guys on display. It was so fun to watch. We all know what he can do. You know, there's no question teams still interested in the three-time 30-goal scorer. And once again, this is our good friend Josh Wegman. Former Senators assistant Bob Jones dies after a battle with ALS. So unfortunate. Anaheim Ducks, everyone here at Eat 'Em Up are thinking of the Ottawa Senators and Bob Jones's family at this time. Just great rapport with the players. Just nothing but good things that I've heard about Coach Bob Jones. So Blue Jackets, how about this contract? Kent Johnson, 3-year contract, 1.8. That's going to, in my opinion, turn it to be really good. Really good. Look, in 2022-23, tallied 16 tucks, 40 points in 79 games as a rookie. That's good. That's good in the National Hockey League. I know play has dipped, but it's a Blue Jackets team that they struggled. Jackets also re-signed Marchenko. Yes, Kirill Marchenko. They avoid arbitration, $3.85 million AAV. Great contract. Back to back, great signings. These are prove it deals. Not too high. Not overpaying one bit. Check this out: 21 goals in 59 games as a rookie. Really good. 23 goals in 78 contests last year. So back-to-back 20-goal seasons to start your career. How are you? It's not easy. It's not easy to come in the best league in the world and pop 20. The Marlies, they add, look at this. I mean, he was so good. Alex Nylander to a one-year AHL contract. Could you imagine? I don't want to get lost in it. He's got 11 goals, 4 assists in 28 games last season. 11 tucks in 28 games, and you're getting an AHL deal? I'm not going to get into it. There's just too many strings attached with that one because it just doesn't make sense to me. But look, I'll leave that up to his agent and that organization. But I tell you what, hey, the AHL team, at least to start, maybe that turns into an NHL contract, cap space. I get it. I get it, but I have a feeling that he's going to be up quick, and he's going to make some serious noise there with his bro. Oh, the Minnesota Wild, Brock Faber, 8 years, 8.5 per. This guy's good. Drafted by the Los Angeles Kings, second rounder. Can you imagine? And he goes to his home state and just absolutely dominates. Good for him. Good for him. It's from our good friend, Josh Wegman. Hurricanes re-signed Martin Natchez. Does anyone, no one does offer sheets anymore? They just, I was thinking Moritz Seider. I was thinking Lucas Raymond. I was thinking Martin Natchez. And look, all these guys, I don't know as far as how that plays out. The risk versus the reward, but it happened a few years back a little bit more often. I don't see it a whole lot these days. So I'll have to dig into that a little bit more. Natchez was rumored to be on the trade block this offseason, but a deal never came to fruition. Teams around the league would want 53 points in 77 games. It's just, you want that. You just need that on any good team. And he was on a good Carolina team, and they certainly needed that production. And look, 28 goals in 2022-23. So he's a game changer. Eric Staal signs one-day contract to retire with the Hurricanes. He put up a great career, Stanley Cup winner with the Canes, and that's special. That's really special. One-day contract, retire with your day one squad. Unreal. Hats off to Mr. Staal there. Canadians re-up with Justin Barron and Arbor Jacki, both 2-year contracts. Barron's contracts carry a cap hit of 1.15. And Jacki's contract, it's worth 1.3 million annually. Look, we know Jacki. Scary. Rangers and Ryan Lindgren. They avoid arbitration with a 1-year deal worth a reported 4.5 mil. So, hey, we know how good the Rangers were. And I'll leave it at that. And he's a big piece of this team. He is. Montreal, going back to them, they inked Caden Gool with a 6-year contract extension, AAV 5.55. He's good. He's really good. 22, young. Look, he had 6 goals. Anytime you're over 20 points, regardless, it's really good. It's really good. 6 goals, 16 assists in 70 games. And I tell you what, you look at that number. You look at 5.55, that is such a good contract because he is so good. He's so efficient, so effective. He's physical. He just makes the right play. And you know who's scary too? Matheson. He is nasty. Canada names Tocchet, DeBoer, and Cassidy as 4 Nations assistants. Devils hire former Flyers GM Fletcher as senior advisor. Kings sign defenseman Jordan Spence to a 2-year contract. This one's from Kyle Cushman. And 2-year Connie for Jordan Spence. He's good. He's smooth. He's not the biggest guy, but he's 23, 24 points. Once again, you pass that 24 points, hopefully you get to 30 and beyond. But look, that's just a good number to sign a guy like that. Colorado Avalanche sign Oliver Shillington to a 1-year deal, and he went through some hard times there. He had to take a leave of absence, and look, he gets another opportunity with the Colorado Avalanche. So wishing a guy like that the best. You know, they go through hard times. So we'll see how that plays out. 1.05 mil. That's it for the news and notes. There you have it. All the juiciest news from around the National Hockey League over the last few weeks. Last little segment here, and it's an important one. It's a really important one. We're going to go over quotes from past Ducks players. Now, these quotes could have happened when they were in another uniform, but regardless, they're players that have donned the Duck's Crest, and all these guys made tremendous contributions to the Anaheim Ducks. And you're gonna listen to these, some of these names, and you're like, oh yeah, Chris Ponger won a cup with the Ducks. Ginormous impact, just on the international stage, in a Duck uniform. I mean, in a Blues uniform, he was so good. Here's his quote: "Whether the guys are nervous or just had mental breakdowns, it happens. The game is a game of mistakes, and how you deal with them and correct them and all the things like that is what makes this game great and makes hockey the sport it is." Ain't that the truth? The best players in the world, they make mistakes. It's how they recover. I think a guy like, well, for instance, start with a Duck first, and then I'll follow it up with someone else on another team in this league. Leo Carlson, he goes in the fire. And if he has a slip up with handling the puck, you know what? He tries to get on the inside and get that puck right back. And he's got that relentless nature that goes in the fire. It's great. And it's how the game's best get so many puck touches and are able to just have the puck on their stick so often. You know, Austin Matthews, 69 goals, and he's my next player. 69 goals. That is a lot of goals. And you got to be lifting sticks to amount to that total. You got to be just playing so hard to get that puck back anytime it and it's so rare. But, you know, yeah, loses the odd battle. It's about how you recover that puck. And 69 tucks, he's rangy. He's has the moves he pulls. It is from east to west. It's full distance. A lot like Leo. Like, how about Leo's just that outside in, inside out, those long, just powerful. It's so fun to watch. And but the relentlessness. And it just I just wanted to touch on that that last quote from Prongs there. J.S. Chiguer, how about this one? "I want to reach that peak. I don't know when I'm going to reach it. I don't know how good it's going to be. But if I feel like I've done it all, that I've reached what I can reach at the end, there's no way I can't be satisfied." Isn't that great? Just setting the highest of standards and setting out, wanting to reach that peak. I mean, it's that's great. That's just great. And he was so good. He was so good. And yeah, cup winner with the Ducks. Timu, you keep shooting. You hope it goes in and you smile. And that's just what the Ducks got to do this season. You just got to shoot the puck. Not only smile, but Selly hard too. But yeah, Selly hard while smiling. Great quote from our main man, Timo Solani. Ilya Bryzgalov, this guy was great. "I am who I am. Life is too beautiful to be sad, to be depressed. The sun comes up every day and it's beautiful." It's just you have a bad game. Got to turn the page. You got to know that sun's going to rise that next day. That next day, it's a new day. Maybe it's not a game day. You put in a solid practice and then you go out the next night and you just dominate. You just dominate. So I think that ties in to this upcoming season. How about this last one? And it ties into the last quote from Saku. He was fun. Former teammate of mine. Then with Timu. And look, Saku, he just nails it right on the head here. "The most important thing is to stay positive." That's it. That's it. That's all it is. The most important thing is to stay positive. Orange Country, thank you. As always, signing off, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.